Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, like to welcome into the studio, dear friend and very special Loveline guest, David Alan Greer. Dag, my main man.
Hi.
Yeah. Welcome
back. You were whining 3 seconds ago.
No, but you know, when you go through a weekend like I went through with, you know what, that happened to you know who, considering a big basketball, it just hurts.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Why?
Now, David, as I recall, is from the Detroit area.
Yes. I am.
So you should be happy, right?
No, because I'll tell you why. Detroit doesn't even play in Detroit. Detroit plays in Auburn Hills. That would be like the L.A. Lakers playing in Tustin.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The story around Detroit is that this 81-year-old white guy who owns the Pistons, his chauffeur, was mugged one time in downtown Detroit at the old Cobo Hall. And that's it. We're pulling up stakes.
He owns the hockey team, too, right?
Yeah, he does. But, you know, they built a hockey stadium in downtown Detroit. They built a new beautiful football stadium and a baseball stadium.
Ah.
But, you know, basketball's a little different. It's multi-use arena you want to do. And they've been out there.
He also owns the WNBA team, by the way.
He does.
I think.
Who beat L.A.?
Oh, they beat L.A. too.
Yeah. The girls beat well, their team could beat the L.A.
Those
Lakers.
Carl Malone's daughter was on that team.
You know, I saw
Carlita. Like, whatever. Carlita Malone.
Game number 3. You got to love the brother, man. It's like, hold on, sweetie. 15-second timeouts. Daddy's got to get back on the court. Oh, you brought your kids. That's great. It's like, could a white guy ever pull that off? He's out on imagine, Drew, you're out on the court. God. Playing championship basketball, you got a son or daughter's up in the stands, already got herself a championship trophy.
Well,
herself,
you know,
in the professional level.
It's
we can't do that.
No,
we don't have that kind of dirt.
With our name.
A, we don't start that early, and then secondly, we don't have that kind of durability.
Well, you hockey people can do that, or your baseball.
But the white guy doesn't spit out the kids at 17. That's
you know what you
got
to do to get those kids.
Oh, you got to get going early.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got to do a little squat thrust there.
Twinkie. What is it, Anderson?
Twinkie-hole, baby.
Dang.
Twinkie-hole, baby. Woo!
He's mellow.
I'm kinder.
Dag was
kinder, gentler Dag. Yes.
Dag was commenting before we went on the air that we're not playing enough of his drops lately on the show.
It's just I've been getting a lot
whatever.
Of emails.
We need to record a few more.
Exactly.
A few more. Get some cheers in there, Dag.
Well, you know, I give of myself. And I'm just pushed to the side, you know, when one of these rinky-dink pop princesses comes in here.
Speaking of which,
Alanis Morissette.
Where are we going to get Bonnie Hunt up here?
Yeah.
Oh, she's too good for this
Come
show,
on.
Really.
She's a nurse. She'd love this
She is
stuff.
A health professional.
She's also a nurse.
Oh, yeah, she's like Pachita Adams. You know, the capacity to laugh and spread laughter. and also heal. She's too beautiful and talented. Bonnie's listening now.
She would love
me or Florida.
That's Andy Dick. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's see her Dex.
Yeah.
Let's have the listeners vote.
Dex had to be
I
got to
find it. Hold on. It's buried somewhere.
Exactly. It's buried because you hate me. What did I ever do to you?
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
He's ruined it. That was much better than that. I did an opera one. It's my favorite.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
See?
That one.
They've all forgotten. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's give some plugs Whatever. In. Let's give some plugs in for a second.
Well, let's plug the wonderful Life with
Life with Bonnie, 9:30 Friday nights, ABC.
Hey, whoa.
They pulled the plug.
They pulled the plug.
But what? Now, here's what I don't understand. Wasn't that show doing well for them?
I assume so. I'm not one of those actors who, you know, watches the ratings and all that stuff.
Right.
I try to concentrate on my art.
We
I
like
say,
that
you know,
show. My wife loved that show.
She came to visit.
Yeah.
Dag.
The Mrs. Drew Pinsky.
Yeah, Drew went out and watched the show being taped and was blown away.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Did Miss Mama Pinsky put her little pinky in Dr. Drew's little dump? you were describing your sexual limits with the Mrs. Drew.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was going to go on about how talented you guys are. There's singing, dancing, writing, and directing in Bonnie's part.
Yeah.
And,
Bonnie, come do Loveline. These children need to be healed because there's only one reason I'm here.
Right.
Is to save some babies.
That's right. There and to plug go. The Irvine Improv gig, which is coming up the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Yes, 4 days.
That must be Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What? Yes,
Thursday,
tomorrow.
Friday, Saturday, Saturday.
That's right.
Going to be Thursday.
How'd you last time you were up here, you were setting up for that. How'd that go?
It's always wonderful.
They're having him back, Drew.
I'm just saying.
I love going down there, but usually...
That was an opportunity for him to talk about what fun.
Oh, go ahead.
But usually it's riding the coattails of my beloved Lakey Lakums as we storm the Citadel, but not... Not this year.
So your whole set's about the Lakers?
Well, you know, not really. Not really. It has to be addressed. It has to be addressed.
Well, he's only got 20 minutes because he's opening for Geechee Guy.
Wow.
Last time I saw David was at your birthday party.
Yeah.
And he took off with a couple chicks.
No.
Oh, really?
I left the building.
Oh, that's right. Dag stole my bitches.
No, I left the building with the writer with the curly red hair.
Oh, yeah, Morgan.
They were his chicks.
Yeah.
We did. If you'd have looked down, he went left, I went right.
All right. Yeah, Dag made the scene at my birthday party just a few weeks back.
Dag in the scene. Your beloved wife. Adam, you're a lucky man.
Yeah.
You're a great wife.
Yeah, she's
a delight. She called me and she said that I had to make an appearance. I was your only black friend. And you'd lose your federal money if I didn't show up.
Well, the EEOC is some... pretty all right.
Pretty tight regs.
That's right. All right. David Alan Grier. And by the way, I know him as either Dag or my main man.
Or Dagaroni if or you're nasty.
Or Dagaroni. Somebody said to me today, I was talking to David earlier, and I thought, who's David?
David who?
I have no idea who that is.
David Allen. Or the devil.
Adam, it's Beelzebub. Bring me the soul of a very young child.
All right, well, we'll
have a bad day.
We'll start with the soul of Beth, who's 22. Beth?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Am I on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I do have a kind of serious question for you guys.
More jelly, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. My problem is that I have a boyfriend now that I've had for a while, and he doesn't have an orgasm. He'll stay hard forever, and I'll get really sore during sex, and he will not have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if this is like a... I've tried to read stuff, and I just don't know what I can do or...
Is he on any medication?
He's not on any medication at all.
Have you discussed this problem with him? Can he...
Well, before me, he'd never had an orgasm with anyone else that he'd had sex with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So the first one... that he ever had an orgasm with, but I thought that, you know, after we'd been dating for a while, that it would kind of go away, and he'd
wait,
be
able Beth, to have... Wait, Beth, let's forget this guy. You are not the first one that he's had this problem with.
No, yes. She's not the first one he's had this problem with, but she is the first one he's actually had an orgasm with.
And how did he achieve...
Wait a minute, I thought she said he never had an orgasm.
I know, it gets twisted. How did he
do it? I speak fluent retard.
Okay.
That's from the show so
how did
years.
He climb to the summit? What happened?
It's fine. I mean, everything is normal, but sometimes it just takes, you know, an hour, and sometimes he doesn't come at all, and so I'm...
But some of the time he's good. Sometimes he's
okay. Some of the time, it comes along, but it's still, it takes forever, and I just wonder if there's something I can do about it, or
how often are you having sex?
We have sex a lot. We have a pretty good sex life. It's kind of a long-distance relationship, but I see him for the summers and everything.
So did she answer the question?
No. How often?
How often? When we're together, like maybe once every other day.
How often are you together?
We're together like for the summer, which is all 4 months, and then every 2 weeks or so when he comes up to visit.
Yeah. Okay. So where? Is he in college somewhere?
Yeah, we just graduated.
And are you guys going to move in proximity of each other soon?
Yes.
Okay. This is how he's cut out.
He's wired.
Yeah, he's just wired this way, and there's really not a lot you can do about it, unless you can really figure out something. Like once in a while, you hit a guy's sweet spot, like a good brisk Lubriderm handy, you know what I mean? But with a
shouldn't
grip.
Shouldn't she share him with her friends? Because,
yeah.
You know, this guy's a keeper.
Oh, maybe it's not like a condition? You've never heard of it or anything?
No, Beth, we've heard of it often, and some guys are just wired this way.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it called maintain erectus?
It's just delayed ejaculation. And some guys are just, it's just their rhythm. Now, one of the things you can do is have less frequent sex. Sometimes it helps a guy get going.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like they're having that much sex anyway.
Every other day. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
David.
Come on, brother.
I'm asking you at that age.
Maybe he could not look at her.
There you go. You're onto something.
Maybe that would
put some porn on in the background. Keep it coming. And what else?
Well, Dave, I just, you know, when you're being intimate with your gal pal, I mean, obviously we have no visual representation of that. But what might that sound like?
If you were advising him,
don't prompt me.
If you planted a microphone in your bedroom, what might that sound like?
You mean my soft words of loveliness?
When you're being intimate with your lady.
I can't. I got to gear up because I'm starting very light. Just got off a plane.
We have
don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
He's off tonight.
Something like that.
He's getting
something
preempted by himself. It's all right. We'll hear from him later when he gets a little more charged
something
up.
Like that. It's true. It's true. When you're all
so
Randy.
Don't look at the girl, I guess, is the bottom line. Is that you're saying?
Well, you know, like a lot of little sex talk. What you looking at? Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. Don't. You know, that leads into it.
Right. You look a little dirty.
Much later on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of snoring, after the show, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Remember BJ?
Oh yeah.
And this is what he did for 22 minutes.
After the show, we
just recorded him.
Yeah, we punched.
Is this a guy who called him?
Yeah, we kept him on in the background the entire show.
He fell asleep.
And you know what? His rhythm was actually pretty good once the show ended. I think that we were kind of causing.
Oh, maybe we're getting through to him or something.
Is he suffering some kind of sleep disorder?
That's what we're speculating.
Let me ask you, speaking of speculation, has there ever been another TV or radio show where they actually put people who are sleeping on the air?
Or insulting.
For extended periods
or
of time.
Abusive. We do that.
I know, but just close your eyes and try to think of any other show where they actually have people that are sleeping on the air. Yeah.
No.
All right. Let's.
Oh,
what?
What was that?
That was when he woke up.
He woke up.
You actually woke him up?
No, he woke up on his own. I turned around and picked up the phone, but he was already gone.
I slept on the plane all day.
Where were you?
I snored. I came in from New York, but I had to stop in Detroit, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my snore on. So mm-hmm. I can always tell by the expression on people's faces when you wake up.
Yeah.
That you were snored?
Yeah, dryness. And
yeah, yeah. You just I've had that before.
Stop over to burn an SUV and then right back to L.A.? Or what were you
There's
doing?
Nothing left to burn in Detroit. They were very well behaved this time.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were.
And we're sitting, I was, Kimmel got into a bunch of trouble for explaining that they might be burning something down. I kind of wonder if they heard that and decided, let's not make them right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm from Detroit. I grew up there. I was recently there. There's nothing left to burn in Detroit proper.
That's it.
Really. Okay. There were only about four black people in the stadium when I was at the basketball game.
Oh, really?
How can you work that in Detroit?
Oof.
But it wasn't really in Detroit.
Auburn
so
Hills,
go.
Right?
Bastards. That's where I wanted my Lakey Lakems to go.
Marie?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
I guess this isn't really a problem, but I've only had orgasms during intercourse. I've never had it during oral sex.
So in my little formula, that would imply that you have multiple orgasms, a recurrent orgasm.
I have what?
That you're able to have multiple orgasms.
Not that, just I haven't been able to have it during oral sex, only during intercourse. Not necessarily multiple.
Do you ever get to be right?
Well, let's see if we have to expect the initial no to whatever I propose. But
all right, well,
let's
keep question going. But Drew is starting to form theories on multi-orgasmic women.
Yes.
Really? We hit Nicole Richie right on the button.
so to speak.
What? I missed that one. I heard part of it.
Drew is a man of exquisite passion. And is a man.
Now,
of
what when you say passion, what does this mean?
It's like David's a man of big passion too.
Yeah, but no, passion means when you're horny and married. Is that what it is?
No. No, what it means is
I mean, in Drew's case, because I don't.
Drew likes the ladies, and no,
he Drew likes the ladies.
No, he needs,
and that's Mrs. Drew or right. Drewina. That's
he,
right.
He needs
her.
The ladies. Do you know what I mean? It's it runs deeper than just than the flesh. You understand?
Yes.
And
you guys you have the same problem.
No, I don't.
No, there's some
because Drew won't even go in a strip club because he goes.
You flip that switch, buddy, and you better drive that truck all the way to the station.
That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm like, what? What does that mean?
No, that's what I mean.
You bake that cake, you're putting icing on it. I'll tell you that right now.
That's what I'm saying, which is Drew's more animal than he is man in the bedroom. And there's a lot of guys this way. Which guys these are? These are the guys who get into the fight. And they have to be pulled off the guy who's been dead for 10 minutes. They're still punching him and kicking him. And then later on, they're like, I don't know what happened. It was just a switch that got flipped in my head.
So Drew, when he gets off, he's like, who's the doctor? Huh? Who's the doctor? Who's the doctor, baby? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take your
That's him. Because we traveled once. He brought his wife, and it's exactly what came from the room next to me.
That's great.
Except for yours was longer. The point
I said something about Code Blue. Is that our code?
Code Blue, baby. Code Blue. Code Blue. Clear. Like.
All right. No,
wait. You know, wait.
All I'm saying is Drew's a man of passion, and when the switch gets thrown, that's it. He sees red, and she sees white, and that's it.
Wow.
All right.
That's beautiful.
Now, what the hell was and so Drew's theory is he can actually tune in to other people that share his passion for passion.
No, it's not that. It's that I understand that talking to enough women about their. We had orgasm talk for years here on this show.
All right.
And we're hearing the spectrum of female response. Right. And we've sort of zeroed in to the
Drew's
the different
wife's listening. That's what it is. Because basically, Drew's like, oh, yeah.
You know, when I was still making the rounds, so to speak, my chart indicated.
No, wait a minute. Nicole Richie, what?
Nicole Richie was
multi-orgasmic. She tipped her hat a little bit. She goes, She goes, what are you talking about? She goes, She goes, what are you talking about? That oral sex, like, what a waste of time. Kind
she didn't
of
like oral that
yeah,
much.
And she goes, you got to get right to the sex. That, okay. That's because women that have multiple orgasms are sort of, it doesn't affect, oral sex really doesn't appeal to them that much.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I'm not talking about recurrent orgasm, like more than one. I mean multiple, pow, 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 pow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now multiple orgasm would mean in one session...
Mm-hmm.
That's just not true. I was in a relationship with a woman that was absolutely not true.
She enjoyed the oral sex?
Yeah, and all of it.
And during intercourse, could have multiple.
Yes, that's what she told me.
Oh.
I mean, listen, at this point in my... That's what she says is my mantra.
Sidebar. Yeah.
No, is my... I mean, you know, that's what delicate. She told me. Yeah, I mean, I didn't put, like, a medical equipment on her.
He'll fall apart.
He will fall apart.
No, because... No. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you're not... That's not... There are no absolutes.
Of course
And you seem to be a man of absolutes, Dr. Drew.
No.
Yes, you do.
We're trying to create understanding and groupings and trends and coming to understand.
Well, I'm just telling you, in this particular woman, no. It was
So she could have 40 orgasms during intercourse?
Not 40 orgasms. I'm saying oral sex, she could have orgasms,
Yes, and more than one, but not... Multiple, not recurrent, over and over and over and over. That's what we're saying.
Multiple means more than one.
Give us a number.
There's different kinds of multiple.
Say five or six.
Five or six? I'd give that multiple.
Pretty good. But you know, Nicole Richie was saying she had an orgasm. She sat on a cold floor. Pow.
Yeah.
This person indicated certain activities could bring that on. Okay. Like
sit-ups and things.
Banging with Dave's friends.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about that.
Sorry about it.
You know me well, a little old fashioned, but I don't care. No, but I mean, yeah. But I thought that when a woman has multiple orgasms after a certain point, it's just kind of like, you know, like
vibrating.
Yeah.
Like there's that too. That's a different thing. And that can keep going for, it's called persistent sexual arousal. It can go on for a few days.
All right, but here, kind of here's
all right. Yeah, well, I'm not talking about like bipolar insaniacs.
No.
I mean, right. You know,
Dave, we got to get back to the phones. Here.
Wait a minute. Record this. What did Adam just say?
What did I just say?
You just said we got to get back to the phones, Dr. Drew.
That's a first.
Wow, that is. I wish I had a bottle of champagne.
I was just thinking.
Adam wants to heal the baby.
That's right.
Wow. Well, I tell you this: any woman who has a persistent sexual arousal syndrome, whatever guy she's with, don't get it twisted. That's how she came. All right, we're just
standing by
bystanders. Yeah. Lucky enough to pull the right girl.
Next caller, please.
True. Let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Do you think, and pretend your wife isn't listening for a second, do you think by just being around a woman, getting a vibe off her, talking to her for a little bit, you could make the decision whether she was the multi-o
gal? Not with great accuracy, but I think I could.
Yeah. All right. Drew knows. Drew is.
Hello?
Yeah. Marie?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So you you have an orgasm during intercourse.
Yeah, but I only have one, so it's not multiple. I just have one
regular
one.
And nothing during oral sex.
It's not that it doesn't feel good. It does feel good, but it doesn't escalate to anything else.
And maybe he's not...
How is he? How's he doing? Is he doing a decent job?
He's not hitting that love button.
He does a pretty good job. He's the only guy I've ever been with.
Yeah.
And we did try a vibrator, and that just didn't do too much for me. Mm-hmm. But is there anything? Well, my guess is, like, because girls don't have orgasms during sex, they get it during, oral. And then since I get it during sex, then I get it easier during oral.
That's what we were talking about. That is not necessarily a direct relationship there. You might think so.
Whatever it is, at 19, you're ahead of the game getting it. You have a much better chance of getting it orally than you do of getting it through intercourse.
Right. If you have with intercourse, you're more likely to be able to switch over to oral, but not the converse. True. Right.
And it's going to get better when she gets older, as she gets older.
Yeah, and the guy
date someone else, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm guessing if she got with the right guy.
Right.
Yeah. They could probably work this thing out.
This is the wrong guy because, he's doing something right, but,
Yeah. She's, they're just working. They're feeling their way out.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. David Alan Greer is in studio tonight. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv. That is a
working it out, putting it down, lecturing the people, commiserating. My legs hurt. Why did you do it?
You're from Detroit.
Kobe, you bastard.
You're from Detroit.
I am too. I know I'm from Detroit, but the Pistons are from Pontiac. Shut up.
I don't understand this, let me say how refreshing it is, by the way, to have someone that's into a local sports team out here, because every a-hole in this city is either from the East Coast or Mexico.
That's true.
So it's either soccer or you're a Mets fan. And everybody I know is either from Pittsburgh, Chicago, or New York. And once in a while, there's some weird guys from Wisconsin or Indiana. There's nobody who's from L.A.
As rare as that is, what's even more characteristic of those few that are like Dag, and Dag is not like this particular, but that are L.A. fans, they'll be gung-ho. They lose a series. They're like, what are the Dodgers up to?
No. I tell you, this is where these Lakers need tough love. Fellas, I know you're listening. I love you, regardless of your selfish, insignificant playing. I love you. And have lots of fun and good luck on the next team you'll be playing with.
Do you know any of the guys?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I know Shaq. I met Shaq when he was in Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know Shaq. I've met Kobe. I don't really know him. Derek Fisher. Robert Horry. Oh, every party I went to there was Robert.
Seems like
right in the corner.
Robert seems like he smokes some weed.
No, I never saw him do anything.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a pretty nice guy. Pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Karl Malone, all those guys.
All right.
Malone seems like a nice guy.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. I took a spinning class with Luke Walton, actually.
Did you?
No. But it sounded so specific, it had to
Luke?
Be true.
I like Luke.
David Alan Greer, Dag, my main man in studio
Dag-a-roni,
tonight.
Dagaroni, baby. Shout out, Freddie Spencer's Motorcycle Racing School. I just went there, man. I went there again, second time, this dropping that knee.
Forgot
Las
about
Vegas.
That.
Love it.
Wow. All right, we got to take a break. Beautiful. We're going to talk about racing with Dagman. Ooh. And by the way, defies all black stereotypes. That's goes right. to motorcycle racing school.
Bam.
And goes down on women.
Claudel!
Right,
with regularity.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Alan Greer, my main man.
Please remain seated. You know, Adam, they started shooting The Surreal Life next door to me again, which is just another...
Who's in it?
Does it matter? No. I just am buying explosives now because I just want to blow up the entire house.
They're coming up and down the street.
Oh, my God. Like it's
trucks.
A Coppola movie.
Yeah.
Go to hell!
Oh, it's a production,
I say that.
Huh?
Yes. Go to Hades!
Do they get you up in the morning?
They don't keep me up in the morning, but they constantly have to ride the vans with the doors open. And they have to stop in the middle of the street to have that really important conversation. Man, we need more donuts at our table, too, off the top of the hill, man. All right, I'll see you later, bye.
Now, do they know you're in the neighborhood? Because
they will.
In
they
the Surreal
will.
House, they walk around. They go from they door do. To door sometimes.
They do, but they don't come to my door.
They don't.
I discouraged that early on.
Oh, you did?
Why do they go door to door?
Just see what happens. It's real. They were walking up and down the street one day, and I just came. Yeah, I came rolling down the hill, and I was like, not going to stop. So they scattered, and after that, that was cool. But they invited me on. You know, they send you little flyers, and I was like, keep away, you bastards.
That's right.
I'll kill
you. But now your show's canceled, so maybe you're going to.
No. Right. When I go in there, just trust me. Just get me into rehab.
Isn't that, speaking of rehab, isn't that Glenn Campbell's old house?
It is. It is. Glenn Campbell built it. I was in there.
Just got. Is it, yeah. Yeah. Well. Is
and
it nice?
And well, no. It needed to be dynamited. But a couple took over it, and they you know, they bought it, they redid it. But then my neighbors just told me they sold it, and I was like, great. So that means no. And then like the next day, the Surreal Life moves in. So my darkest fear is that maybe Surreal Life bought the house.
What happened to poor Glenn Campbell?
He's in jail.
But I mean, what he went so far. You remember the wholesome Glenn Campbell? You know?
Well, the yin and yang. He got a DUI. I don't know.
I think alcoholism happened to him. I guess the whole
it does
story.
Seem, it does seem to be. Uh-oh. No scam.
Well, it's all
booger sugar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What the hell do you know? Drinking?
No.
You live next door?
Uh-oh.
Well, no, that all happened before I got here. But he was a minister, kind of born again or something.
Oh,
very religious.
That's trouble.
You know the deal.
That's always trouble.
Religious or else.
Yeah.
So right now, I think he has a little trouble. But get better, you know. I always wish the best for people.
Here's the problem with shows on the WB and you. They will never... Never cancel a show on the WB.
No.
So that the and if it has even moderate success, it's going to be on for at least an 8-year run. So Surreal House is it's on its third season.
Yeah.
It's moderately successful, and that's it. Look, put it this way: it's on the WB. You've heard of it, right?
There you go.
That is a runaway hit. So get used to it, Dag.
Yes, it's horrifying.
All right. And David, you say you went to motorcycle riding school?
Yes, the wonderful Freddie Spencer School. We're doing two-wheel Tuesdays. They did a special on the school.
Mm-hmm.
I went last year. I went this year. It was beautiful. 100 degrees out there.
Mm-hmm.
Racing our little
dragging
Honda 600.
Dragging that knee around.
Dragging the knee. The first time you do it, you go, what is that scraping? Oh, my God.
That's my knee. Full leathers.
Full leathers. And here's what happened. I left my leathers. I took my own leathers, and I had to go, so I jammed them in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to New York to do this carry benefit. And then I came home, and I just opened my bag. So it's been cooking in there for a good 4 or 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Got some real...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sack and cow. It's a great combination.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You know, it's funny because you've told me about this school before, but I didn't know you were that much into bikes. You have a motorcycle?
I have one, yeah. Yeah, I bought one.
You did?
I've had a couple before, and for a while I was on a loan program, so the companies would just give you a bike, you know. So I rode a bunch of different kinds of bikes until I decided which one I wanted.
Ducati?
No, I don't have a Duke. I have a Gixxer. Gixxer 1000.
I don't know what that is.
It's amazing. Amazing motorcycle. But I'm going to get a Ducati.
Now, how fast did you get going on that track, by the way, with the
over 100 miles an hour. Someone clocked us on the straightaway. Mm-hmm. 114, something like that.
Yeah, but people, which is pretty impressive.
Look, Drew's just sitting there like, nuts, nuts, they're all crazy.
Alcoholic.
Why?
Speed thing.
Why? No, only speed things? How dare you.
People.
Drew, you can go in and see David now. He dragged his knee and his hand on the last corner. What? It was fun.
Leave him alone. He's having a good time.
It's fun. Look at you.
All
right. Everything that's good. And people and women who have multiple orgasms are what? Crazy. They're lunatics.
Oh, yeah.
Men who like to do exciting, dangerous things are what? Loopy, nuts, crazy, bananas.
Listen, I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to alcohol. No. Me taking an occasional ass in the shower, somehow deviant.
Well, no, that's deviant.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. How dare you? What are you talking about?
About the porn. Mm. That doesn't serve anything.
Doesn't serve any purpose?
Yeah.
To me?
In your opinion?
No. As a matter of fact, Drew is too passionate for porn. Yes,
oh,
Drew?
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's too addictive.
Yeah,
for porn. He cannot regulate his behavior.
But you understand, for me, porn is a circle. It's a beginning, it's a middle, and it's an end.
There you go.
Okay, it's a circle. For you, it's just the beginning. You would have to go out and rape.
Mm. I see.
You see what I'm saying?
It's true.
You would be compelled to rape.
I see. And it'd unleash something.
It'd be the kind of thing where Drew would be looking at porn, and all of a sudden, he'd see his housekeeper's fat ass, and you'd hear music sting, and his eyes light up. And he'd just head right down the hall like an animal. That's right, Drew. It's not a circle for you.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, it's a line.
Let's pump the brakes here. I think it's time to...
Save some babies!
All right.
Tatiana?
Tatanya.
Tatanya. What's happening, Tatanya?
Okay, hold on. Okay, I cheated on my girlfriend with my best friend. This is late last year, early this year.
You cheated on your girlfriend or your
lesbian? Friend?
True, please.
I'm a lesbian. I cheated on my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
You're lesbian. Right.
Yes, true. We heard you.
With your best friend.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And your best friend is straight.
No, she wasn't.
Uh-huh. So your best friend is a lesbian and your girlfriend's a lesbian.
Yes.
And
I fell in love with my best friend. Mm-hmm. And she fell in love with me more than so that I did her, because I've been with my girlfriend for a long time.
How many years?
Huh?
How many years?
5.
Since you were 13?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old is your girlfriend? How old is your girlfriend?
She's 5 months older than me. Same age.
All right. So everyone's screwed up and everyone's going at each other. Yeah. Fine.
This is a very unstable situation.
All right. But you know the good news is and no pregnancies.
No pregnancies. Good news, but somebody could get hurt.
And no sexual disease.
Not as likely.
Best friend, she wanted to be with me. I told her that I did love her. She's the only other girl that I've loved besides my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I told her that we couldn't be together because I didn't want to hurt her like that.
Yeah.
And...
All right. Hold on. What's the matter?
Huh?
Are you crying?
She killed herself.
Ooh. Wow. How long ago was this?
It was April the 8th.
April the 8th. All right. So what is that, 3 months?
Yeah.
2.5 months ago?
Yeah.
And she killed herself because of the unrequited love thing? Because you didn't give her love back?
No, it's because she wanted to be with me so bad and I couldn't give it to her.
And she'd never been suicidal before?
Yeah, she had, but...
So she was a depressive. Was she on treatment?
I was the old... I've known her longer than I've known my girlfriend. I've known her like 8-9 years.
Was she on treatment before?
No.
She'd never been treated for depression, even though she'd been trying to kill herself.
No, because I was the only one who knew about that stuff.
Well, look.
That, by the way, is where things went wrong, right there. It's not that you didn't reciprocate her love. You can't be responsible for everyone's relationships.
That's so bad.
I know. But the fact that you knew she was suicidal and depressed is for other people listening. You know somebody's suicidal.
Wasn't like that after, like,
if you know somebody is contemplating suicide, you get them to help. There's about a 20% fatality rate with depression. Really? 1 out of 5 people with depression will kill themselves.
How come we didn't make a call on Dag's behalf a year
ago? No, but like...
I almost did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I was watching him. What are you talking about? I put the pet team on him.
Not me. I was laughing.
But like, he was like really happy like for like almost a year, and then like I told her that we couldn't.
Well, okay. So do you hold yourself responsible in some way? Is this...
Yeah, I do. I know.
You do. Okay, well, look, here's...
You can't do that. It's not your fault.
Yeah, here's the thing. She was a screwed-up person that was very depressed, and this is how you kill yourself. You have to be depressed to begin with, and you have to be screwed up, quite honestly.
What would the alternatives be? That you left your girlfriend for somebody because she became threatened?
No, she didn't even threaten. She just told me.
I know, but let's think about the alternatives. How could you possibly have made it different? How could you? Let's say you are responsible for the sake of argument. What would you have done? You can't. It's not your fault. You really had no control over her illness. She had an illness.
Maybe she should get into treatment herself.
Yeah.
So she better understands the depression and what causes this. You're not at fault.
Like depression and everything, but now my girlfriend does not understand why I'm so distraught.
That's not your girlfriend's problem either. It's yours, and you need to take care of yourself and get some help for this.
Right. Maybe you should be by yourself for a while.
I don't want to hurt her.
Ooh, you're thinking of leaving her.
No.
Well, I'm guessing your girlfriend's a little screwy,
too. I just
have
to tell her. That's the hardest part. I have to tell her.
Tell her what?
That me and her were together. She doesn't know.
No.
Why would you have to tell her?
You have to get some treatment.
Tell anybody anything till you get somebody in your under your care, or you to care for you. You don't say anything to anybody until you get some help, because this is a situation that's already unstable enough.
Yeah.
And you're going to make it worse if you start taking things into your own hands at this point.
Do you have any family?
Yeah, I have a very big family.
You do? Where's your dad?
My mom has 11 kids, including myself.
All right. That's abuse, by the way.
No.
How many dads? 14 dads?
No, same father.
Same dad? 11 kids?
Yeah.
He sleeps
Holy alone. Christ.
We're
and
Jewish.
We're
half Jewish, half Catholic, so. But.
Wow. You got to get you guys over to Israel and populate that place. That's my plan, Drew. I'll tell you about it later.
I can't keep looking her in the eyes and telling her.
All right, well, if you're ready, if you're going to tell her, you're going to tell her only after you've got some help for yourself. Do not tell her. Do not do anything. Do not make any decisions until you get in the hands of somebody that can be there for you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Period.
11 kids. And by the way, I don't know what my number is, but maybe over 6 I basically look at as abuse.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about the Waynes. Because that's a great group.
That is a showbiz dynasty there.
What do they got, 7 kids over there?
10. 5 girls and 5 boys.
Wow.
Yep.
And, you know, it's always the same thing, too. It's like, we had an 8-level bunk bed, and then Mama got pregnant again. It's like, really? Look, if you have a sprawling estate, even then it's pushing it. You know, you guys all packed into one toaster oven. Working on kid number 12. At what point does somebody?
Well, that's
like,
real love, Adam. You know,
is that
you
what that is?
Yeah, when you don't expend your sexual energy building houses, bigger pools, the under the pool room.
Have you been up there lately to see his pool?
Yeah, I see it. I run around the reservoir. It looks beautiful. It looks fabulous. Are you guys going to move into that house or what?
Never? Yes. Just look at it.
Yes. When? Yes, Dag, I'd like to invite you to my home.
But wait a minute, where do you guys live now? Which house number 2?
Yeah.
You live in the... Well, we'll talk on the break.
No,
I don't want to give people the location.
By the Hollywood sign.
By the Hollywood sign.
No, you got to move. You got to move to the new house, man.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
All right.
I want to talk about the Wayans for a second.
Okay.
All right. I saw them on Oprah.
There's Kim and
all of them. I saw like 4 of them on Oprah.
Well, it was
about white chicks.
Marlon,
Sean, Keenan, Damon, and Kim.
Uh huh. Oh right, because Kim's in. Kim's in it too,
in the family
in White Chicks.
No, I don't. Yeah, is she? I don't know.
They're plugging the new movie. I'm guessing she's in it. Otherwise, all right. And everything's cool. Do you guys hang out?
I do. Damon works out over there with Terry. I see him.
Mm-hmm. That's a boxing guy.
Let's see. Keenan does. Sean does. Marlon do. Mm-hmm. Sean and Marlon, we all were in Miami recently when I was there performing. I ran into him 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
It was a descent into hell.
What?
I was like, oh, my God.
They must be talking about living color. Reunions all the time.
Not with us.
Really?
Why not?
Why not?
Why? We did it. Well, what are you going
to
do?
I know you don't want to, but
no, it's like the Carol Burnett show. Who wants that old farts?
Okay.
I remember when we were funny.
You don't. God. You don't. Actually, I don't remember when David was funny. But
because I'm funny now, I'll make you laugh somehow.
I really think there's a musical in his future.
Yeah,
that's where he's going.
The point is you guys may not want to do it, but I bet people every 8 months have an idea of getting the lads back together.
Debbie Gibson and David Unger and Sweeney Todd.
It's Deborah Gibson.
It's Deborah.
Deborah Gibson.
And David Unger and Sweeney Todd.
All right, we got
to
take...
No, nobody wants to do that.
I'm going
to
do Let's Take a Whiz, the musical. All right. David Alan Greer, Dag, my main man, in studio tonight at the Irvine Improv.
That's working it
Thursday,
out, baby.
Friday,
yeah,
Saturday,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah,
take ourselves
yeah,
a quick break,
yeah, yeah,
and we'll be right
yeah,
back
yeah, yeah,
after
yeah.
this. Yeah! Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam.
Uh-oh.
That's Dr. Drew.
Yay! And I'm Dag.
David Alan Greer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, you've done all that. That's yeah, done.
What?
You have it. You're not even going to play it anymore. See, he's not even playing a drop now. He's playing a, you know, redneck
Can
drop.
Can you sing to this?
No, I'm going to go. Because you know what?
No,
you're telling
go,
me.
Dag,
no, you're telling
don't
me
go.
We hate you.
No.
Especially that man. And where did he go?
No, don't go.
No, I'm going to go. Why should
see
I be here and help
finger,
people?
See my thumb. We got the ball. You better run. S-O-C-K-I-T. Sock it to me. Baby, my head is aching. My hips are tight. I'm just jacking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cast check. Don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby. We going to win.
Woo! That's a cheer, baby. That's a cheer.
Yeah, we did that too. Sorry.
That's a cheer. Oh.
It's the best of David Alan Greer on Loveline tonight.
I'm just a half a shell of a man.
I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy, it's sweet, because it's fruit and in the middle.
No, I'm matured. I've grown up. I'm like,
yeah,
finally hanging up my dancing shoes.
Dag can be found, by the way, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the
Doing
Irvine
what?
Improv.
Throwing down.
That's right, throwing down. All right, let's get back to the phones here and see
Adam,
if we can squeeze something in.
Adam, I am so pleasantly surprised that you are committed to save these children. When are you going to have some babies yourself?
I'm working on it, Dag.
What would be better, Dr. Drew, to see Adam with two little twin boys
mm-hmm.
with no athletic ability, loves them to death, and there he is on the playground. Come on, boys.
I'm just waiting
Come
for
on.
That day.
One of them's going gay. I can tell you that right now.
Day of transformation.
Oh,
it's coming, baby.
God. I'd have kids. I'd love to have
yeah, where are your kids?
They're yet to come into this world.
What's up? Do you want kids?
I do.
You do? Is
I
that
do.
Part of the plan?
Yeah, but you have to meet someone you want to spend your life with first, you know, Adam. You just don't knock someone up willy-nilly
well,
and say, honey, let's make this legal.
Tell
Me,
that
you,
to,
and the brood.
Tell that to the Wayne's parents, by the way. With
hey,
their,
they, have a, they have a plan. Come on, they do. They're great parents. They stay together. They're still together, Mr. and Mrs. Wayans. They should do a movie on them. They never, ever were on public assistance. They
Really?
Nope. They
wow,
brought their kids up.
It's
a wonderful
family.
Yes.
All right. And do the kids throw them a little cash now?
Oh, yeah. They take very good care of their parents.
Smart, yeah.
Bought them houses and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Keenan takes care of everybody. I mean, they all do.
Yeah,
wonderful family.
Let's heal some babies. Yes. Matt? Let's save some chillin. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 23. What's up?
Hey, guys. I got a question mainly for Dr. Drew. You guys spoke, I think, maybe a week ago You talked about how canker sores and fever blisters are a form of herpes and that it can be transmitted through oral sex, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I wondered, I've got a wart on one hand, just a common everyday wart. I wanted to know if you can give someone genital warts by the same method.
It's actually a possibility, but it's a rather unusual means of transmission.
Giving them genital warts?
From a simple wart.
Oh, from the hand.
From the hand, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we don't hear about that.
Yeah, you don't tend not to happen, but I've heard of it happening.
Finger blast and away is what Drew's saying.
It doesn't happen the other way. You definitely don't get hand warts from genital warts.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Adam, some reason that showed 70% HPV rates in certain populations. 70%.
In certain populations.
70%.
Yeah, 70%. Prison populations, you idiot.
HPV rate. That's warts?
Wart virus. And so,
but
certain
wart virus, does that mean that they all have warts or that they have a virus?
They have a virus. Most of the time it causes warts. And if the virus persists, it will definitely cause warts. And that's the one that tends to also cause cervical cancer.
Well, let me say this real
so
quick.
So if it's 70% now... This is like when? Hasn't that gone up sharply in the last few years?
Yeah. It's always hovered around 50%.
Really? So pretty soon it's going to be 100%.
Yeah. It'll be passed.
It'll be 120%.
Yeah, right, by January. Right. Let me say this real quick. We got to go to break. But, Dag, we're talking about herpes. Drew's spoken about anal herpes.
I beg your pardon?
In the past. Oh, we've talked about getting him on the anus. Area.
Anal warts, so predisposed to anal warts.
Anal
HPV.
The anal warts and then the anal herpes. And then, of course, those need to be burned off. And the smell. The smell that comes from those. Are you getting sick, Dag? Are you able to stand?
Don't try and relive my last glories. I'm impervious. That's not how you got there before, and you forgot. I'm not even going to cue you. I'll tell you during the break.
All right.
It's vaginal
discharge. With you and your own butt. That's what always is.
All right. That paper mache.
All right. We got to take a break.
I am here to heal the kids.
True. That's enough singing. We got to go to break. Everybody, it's Loveline.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David Allen Greer. He's Dag. He's
very exciting news.
He's in the studio tonight. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Putting it down, lecturing the peoples in South Bay. Beautiful South Bay. A lot of exciting things.
South Bay.
Irvine.
Irvine, isn't that South Bay?
Orange County.
I don't know.
So near Laguna.
South Bay?
Newport. South Bay is Redondo and that stuff.
Yeah, but a lot of people travel.
Oh, look at little Mr. L.A. South Bay is Redondo. It's Irvine.
Anything can cause addiction on it. Did you know that?
Drew spent a lot of time in Laguna.
Well, he's addicted to directions, apparently.
No, you want people to come. You don't want them to think you're in the South
Bay. In Irvine!
All right, it's called the Irvine Improv. It's right in there.
Drew would never
what
come.
Dag was South saying Bay. Is a lot of folks from the South Bay
need to
go there to pick up what Dag is putting down.
Do.
Plus, a lot of those folks never seen a black man.
Oh, they had one out there.
Oh, they
Ken
did?
Norton. Ken Norton came out.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Bip, 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 pow. And something else. Who else came out there? One other black guy who actually lived out there.
Came out to your show?
Yeah.
Wow.
I always put the spotlight on him, let him know, you know.
Kenny Norton out in the crowd.
Nice.
Ken Norton and Sugar Ray Leonard came to one performance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think Sugar Ray got a little upset because I was like going, you know, Ken Norton. You know, I was giving him props. I was trying to give him 50-50 props, you know, but right. I may have leaned on Ken Norton a little bit, you know, more than...
That's like when...
And Ken Norton, I mean, Sugar Ray, much better fighter than Ken Norton. Yeah. Ken Norton was just a beast. And
yeah, but he was also of his time. You know, Ken Norton fought Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Beat him.
Beat him?
Yeah.
He broke his jaw, right? Didn't he break his jaw?
Yeah, broke his jaw and beat him.
It's a big fight.
It wasn't a title fight, though.
Wow. Mm-mm.
Weird. Boxing's a weird sport. And also, boxing's a weird sport in the sense that, you know, Ken Norton will beat Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali will beat George Foreman, and George Foreman will beat Ken Norton in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like, how's that work?
Yeah.
Did you see the De La Hoya fight?
Yeah. Uh oh.
Yep.
When was this?
That was a couple weekends ago.
A little while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking for a big fight with him and Bernard Hopkins.
I think he just had a big fight.
Well, Yeah, De La Hoya is stepping up in weight a little bit, and they're looking for a super fight with Bernard Hopkins, but they do that stupid tune-up fight first, and sometimes the tune-up fights don't go as planned.
Right. Well, this one almost didn't go as
planned. Didn't go as planned.
Some people think it didn't go as planned.
I'll say this. The young German guy he fought was very game and actually really good.
Well, let's ask the devil. He may have had a part in that.
Yeah.
I think he lost.
Oh,
he lost the fight.
The devil says De La Hoya lost.
I was responsible for the Lakers going down.
Oh, really?
It's amazing what a little ego will do.
And what else did you have a hand in? Like Titanic?
World War II.
World War II?
Were you the girl that claimed that Kobe... is that you?
Oh, no, that really happened.
Oh, that happened. Okay.
Thank God. I hate saying that. Sometimes you have to say that.
Okay.
Have a bad day.
All right. Even the devil says, thank God.
We hate saying it.
He doesn't want to say it, but
he has to say it.
Yeah.
Mark?
What's up, Ace Corolla?
You're 25. What's up?
What's up? First of all, I got to say, love the show. Listen to it every night at work in Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you.
Yep. And I want to ask Dag.
Yeah.
Seeing you on country. I'm a black D-line country playboy.
Right. I'm not in charge of the music. Another punk ass dropping them rocks.
There we go.
Now, stop and jiggle with it. Okay, what?
All right, I want to ask you how it was doing Sesame Street, and I want to know how it felt working with E-40 on Three Strikes, the movie you did a while back.
Well, E-40 was nice, man. Three Strikes was great. It was really loose. But Sesame Street happened right, let's see, it happened a few months after 9/11. And it was the day that, remember that plane crashed in Queens?
Airbus,
the same
plane
deal.
It was really fun.
It was really fun because all the puppeteers are like, they're the same people who started with Sesame Street. So, and Sesame Street is so young, I could do jokes that like would go over the little kids' heads and, you know, kind of have fun. I was a genie who couldn't tie his shoe.
So in Sesame Street, the puppeteers have been doing the same gig for 30 years.
Wow.
Man.
And they're right there, like, so you're talking to the little Muppets and stuff.
So Bert and Ernie are the same guys.
Yeah.
Really?
And they had the real Cookie Monster and what's his butt? Was Big Bird. Yeah.
Where do they shoot it?
None of your beeswax.
Come on, buddy.
They shoot it in Astoria, Queens.
Oh, really?
Silver Cup Studio. Silver Cup?
Good. I think it's
Yeah. They were over there, man. It was nice. It was very cool. I did the Alma Palooza, too.
Wow.
What's that?
It's around.
What's Alma Palooza?
Alma Palooza was like back in like, was it 98, 99? Everybody in show business was another thing, like Chris Rock, Jon Stewart, the Fugees.
I'll tell you.
Gloria Estefan, everybody for this big
Kids and AIDS, you can get anybody.
Yeah.
You just you do a thing where you're like, you just call Tom Cruise and it's like, hey, I got, I'm going to raise some money for kids with AIDS. And it's like, they're over at your house the next day.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't get them on your TV show. You couldn't get them on the radio. You can't get them to do anything. But all of a sudden, I you know, they do this thing. I was just seeing in the newspaper the other day that Glazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation thing where they get all the celebrities out at the park and they do like,
that was just done.
Like a circus.
That was just done, yeah.
Yeah. They get everybody. They get the biggest names in show business.
Keep paying
and it's all, they love the AIDS. That's fine.
Now, did you contribute your time to this worthy cause?
I'm not a big enough celebrity for that.
I did it many years. I did it quite a few years, and after a certain point, I stopped. I just said.
You said, yeah.
I let people go.
You started to realize that AIDS was kind of, you know, back burner issue for David Allen.
Yeah, we have bigger things.
Yeah.
Like?
Let's end yeast infections, really. That's
right.
Really,
that's a more practical thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mark?
Yo.
Are you done with my main man, Dag?
Well, I bought the 11 Color series also.
Oh, beautiful.
You got the DVD?
Yes, sir.
The second year is coming out.
Not only does Dag not get paid
second
for
year
that,
is coming
it,
out.
It actually cost him.
No.
Because they make
we
him.
Get paid, yeah, we get paid a pittance.
Wouldn't it be funny? It's like, listen, Dave, you signed a really bad deal. Not only are you not being compensated, we actually need some front money to get these things up. Okay.
We owe you.
Yeah, it's going to cost you about a nickel a disc. So hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, it won't move too good.
Year two is coming out next.
How many seasons were there all together?
Seasons.
I'm going to write
seasons
down.
Seasons that I was funny.
I'm might have numbered that.
On the Fox Show with other black people and Jim Carrey.
Five? How many
four.
Seasons?
Four.
Yeah, we said four.
1990 to 1994.
Wow. A long time ago.
And, who passed? Now, was Carrey there all 4 years? You were there all 4 years?
Yeah, I was there. Keenan left after the second year. Mm-hmm. Then
Tommy Pizzone Davidson when
Tommy stayed. Did Kelly stay? Yeah. Jamie came in the second year.
Kim was there.
Kim was there, but she left, I think, in the third year or something. And, you know, coming and going.
I'll tell you, the show, it's really endured. I mean, people
I'm
talk
surprised.
About it just the
yeah,
same as they did when it, I mean, okay, the show ended 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You expect people to talk about something for a couple of years and then have it just sort of slip away.
I thought it would be 18 months. I really did. I was like, I talked to my agent. I said, okay, I figure I got like 18 months. And people are still talking about it. I'm amazed.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm amazed, baby.
Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's the matter, baby doll?
Well, I was wondering, I've been sexually molested, and I was wondering if that's going to have a problem and affect me in my relationships or affect me sexually.
Yes, and yes. Who did this to you?
Well, one time it was when I was 9 years old, and I was at my dad's house, and he was, my dad's an alcoholic, and he was passed out, and my mentally retarded cousin tried to rape me. Oh. And he was like my dad's age, if not older.
Oh, my God.
Let me say this. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. And you're, but he tried to, but he didn't.
No, I hid.
You hid. All right. So that could freak you out. And then, of course, you got the alcoholic dad who's passing out.
That's part of the problem. Okay. And then there was another assault?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I was coming home from my friend's house, and my friend John was taking me home.
You know John.
Oh, Johnny?
Yeah.
All right.
Or JJ, I call him JJ.
Taking him?
We were sitting in his car or whatever, and he turned off his keys because we were getting ready. He's getting ready to walk me to my house.
Uh-oh.
And he was like, no, he's like just sitting here with me for a minute. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, sitting in there turned out to be like, I don't know, 45 minutes. And finally, I was like, I just want to go home. Well, he like grabbed a hold of me from like my shoulders and pulled me forward and tried to start kissing me instead of trying to stick his hand on my pants.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, you guys were just sitting in the car for 45 minutes talking?
Sort of, because we've been friends for like a long while, which he's never ever done anything like this to me. But it's
I understand, but if you weren't talking, what were you doing?
We were talking to them, but we were also just listening to music.
Okay, all right.
And
they're hanging out.
You're parked out in front of your house?
Yeah.
All right.
And... like, he started trying to put his hand on my pants, and I kept telling him to quit. And I told him no. I was like, I just want to go home or whatever. And he was like, quit for me. And then he grabbed hold of my shoulders again. And then finally, I said it loud enough to the point where he quit. But then he basically, like, almost fingered me through my pants, which scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Tag did that to me during the break.
And I saw
you asked for it. No means yes in
your... I was tying my shoe.
Yeah, right.
I was tying.
I don't think I can stand up, Dag.
I was tying my UGG. you're out in front of your house, right?
Yeah. So at the point is she had a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
And this guy sort of jumped her and really brought her back.
Not your fault.
Wasn't there to help me.
Oh wait, can you open the car door and just
run out?
Well, I tried to, and you locked the door at first.
Yeah.
At first,
unlock it though and go out.
Yeah. I did. That's what I finally did because he kept locking the door on me.
But here's the deal: you've got a traumatic history with your dad. You've got some assault. Naturally enough, when you get assaulted at your age, you'll have sort of a freeze response. Did you get frozen stiff?
I kind of didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you get frozen stiff. You get petrified, as my kids say, and that's sort of indoctrinated.
Petrified means boner.
It's indoctrinated. Yeah, the guy's petrified too. Indoctrinated into your system from the traumatizing experience with your dad and the uncle or his friend and all that stuff. But the fact is, yes, this guy was too aggressive. Yes, it was inappropriate. It wasn't really a rape. I'm not sure.
He thought he was making a move.
Yeah.
But she fought him off.
Yeah, he fought him. The point is, it's irrelevant. It just shows how affected she is by any sexual aggression, any relationship, how she freezes in the response, can't come to her own defense. And you're generally sort of freaked out. And of course you are with what you've been through. It's time to get a little help with this. Because as you say, it's going to affect your relationships for sure.
And they're going down in your scorebook as two sexual assaults.
Well, but look, she's going to pick guys that are assaulted.
I know all the things that you're saying.
Yeah, but this guy was a friend. She wasn't dating him.
I'm just saying, don't count these as two rapes. You had the retarded
adult
cousin who tried something.
They're called unwanted sexual contacts.
Both of them.
Well, the one was my friend. He has a girlfriend.
Okay.
Everything.
All right. Well, listen, sweetie. The biggest problem you got is the alcoholic dad and the horrible childhood you've had.
Yeah.
So,
is this going to affect me at all?
Yes.
If you don't do something about it, yes.
Well, and you're depressed now. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
How about?
I've already had to go to my therapist and stuff.
Oh, you got a therapist?
Good. You'll be fine. Just keep going and do some work.
Keep going and get your grades good and go far away to college. All right.
All right.
Possibly even a. Where'd you go?
I don't know, but I tell you what would help you if you came to Irvine to see some comedy.
With the Michigan, then Yale.
Well, when there's going to be comedy there, you call us.
Right, Michigan, then Yale?
Yes, I did.
Michigan and then Yale, everybody.
I studied musical comedy.
Yeah, that's right.
Musical. I didn't study musical comedy.
Dance.
I did not.
Dance, makeup.
Okay, first I studied acting, then I studied dancing, then I studied acting, dancing, and
you're
performing.
Gay.
Yeah!
Drew, I can do that.
Drew did, like, Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, my God. Drew did opera.
Drew did opera. There's a lot of performing.
Go hit some opera notes, Drew.
Huh? No.
Stinky Doro.
There's a duet in our future, Dan.
Oh, smelly my fingies.
I like it. I think it's really nice.
You're feeling okay, Dan? You feeling all right?
You missed the best part. Come on.
Oh, now he's really going up.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Drew Pinsky. We've got your resume. We'll let you know. Thank God for Dr. Drew.
Next.
All right. There you go. Mike?
Next.
Yeah.
You're 25.
Part of Iago. Next.
Adam?
Yeah.
How's it going?
What's up? What's happening?
Not too much. I just want to say I love you guys. Your show is really cool.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just had a
question. That was actually on Ben Stein's show. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the devil.
Huh?
I do bad things too.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, no. I was just wondering. I'm noticing I'm losing, like, some hair. And I was told that, like, it's from DHT. And if you masturbate, supposedly that triggers it and you lose your hair faster. Is that true?
Hold Listen, on. I'm going to prove this guy wrong right now.
Okay, Woo! Adam's been masturbating like a fiend for how many years?
44.
44 years.
Yeah.
His hairline, his eyebrows and his hairline meet.
How dare you.
Okay.
Wolfman.
Yeah, basically, my eyebrows are trying to connect to my scalp and my ass is trying to connect to the back of my neck. We're going to drive the golden follicle in the small of my back in just a couple of months. You guys going to be there for the ceremony?
Sure. All the dignitaries will be there. It'll be great.
The brown carpet will be rolled out.
I can see
it
hundreds of years now with us all linking arms.
Champagne, top hats.
We did it!
Yeah. No, really.
Listen, Mike, you're listening to commercials. Give me a break. The fact is, DHT just means dihydrotestosterone. So, yes, testosterone is associated with hair loss in the genetically prone individual, not in the not genetically prone individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to lower your testosterone levels, you might affect hair loss.
Hey, Dr. Drew, can I ask a quick question? Does talking down to someone lower their testosterone level?
I'm not talking about him.
Talk to him like he's a human being, Mr. Know-it-all smarty pants.
Thanks,
God, man. I wish I could smack you with one of those medical books.
This is a human being, Dr. Drew. That's right.
You know, it's like God talking from his podium. Why don't you start every sentence with, you idiot?
David, did your dad strike you when you were growing up?
Only with words.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Made you feel less than.
I don't know. One time I was like, going, hey, Dad, how do you define insanity? He goes, What kind of a stupid question is that?
Oh, abuse. Wow. Overt abuse. Wow.
I was like, oh, man. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, that's tough.
Boy. I guess that crazy. That was a kind of a crazy question, I'd say.
Yeah, kind of an abusive response, I'd say.
No physical abuse, though.
Well, not much.
No.
Come on.
No physical abuse.
Mom didn't freak on you either?
No, she wouldn't.
Oh, right. Please.
No,
except when he was bad.
Yeah, my mother would torture me with her words like,
son, I wish you wouldn't do that. It takes so much. It's so much easier to be nice than to be evil and mean.
Are you breaking up Beelzebub right then?
Yeah, I was like,
mother, I like eating the hearts of babies. Step away.
No, I didn't. My mother's a saint.
Your parents, are your parents still together? I can't remember if your dad...
No, they're divorced. What are you, nuts? They're divorced. My father was 40. He bought a waterbed and moved to San Francisco.
Oh, smart.
He must call your dad.
My dad. You know, I think the bond is my dad actually used to pick when he moved out. He had a big fro.
You got the idea from David's dad.
He had a Brady Bunch afro.
My dad... Well, here's the whole thing. When my parents got divorced... Let me tell you a bad time to get divorced. 1976. Because my dad had been dressing the same since the 50s, and then it was 1976, and all of a sudden he needed some new threads, and he got the pants that laced up in the front and laced up in the back. You know when the dude wears the bell bottoms that lace up in the back? he looked like the lead guy from the band Boston. Had a huge fro. It's not quite a Jew fro because he's Italian, but it was Jew enough. And the big beard and wore clear glasses.
Oh my
big
beard. God!
He looked like Angel from the Rockford Files. Beard. He's wearing like an Afghan shirt, and he's making the scene.
Oh my god! Like Tommy Chong or something.
Well, now he's, because he's got to cruise chicks at work now. You
now
know
what did
I mean?
He do?
He was a, he's basically a school teacher, sort of substitute school teacher during this period.
For troubled youth, though.
He was working at a place where troubled kids over in Pasadena.
Oh, I can help you, Betty. I can help you.
Oh, man. Ooh. Oh.
Had the pick with the fist handle. Oh, yeah. Making the scene in plaits.
Oh my god!
Got some plaits too. But you know, my dad was so cheap. He probably got all the crap at like Sears. You know, so it was like the tough skin version of the slick stuff. A disaster.
What's that? Naga hide boots.
Oh, the white Naga hide platform shoes. The bell bottoms laced up front and back. The Afghan shirt and the huge fro. It's great luck.
What were we thinking?
With the 6-inch fro and the 6-inch plaits, got him up to about 5'8½", by the way.
Oh, God. I remember great I took my dad to a party when I first moved to L.A., and I remember him saying to some girl,
what time's the orgy start?
Flag on the play. You are out. Kick this player out. Escort him back to the locker room. Oh, I was mortified. And he was hitting on this girl the whole night. I set him up for this one. Finally, I lean over right when we're about to go. I go, Dad, you know she's a lesbian. And he's like, I knew that. It's like, yeah, right, whatever. God has a plan.
You know,
Dr. Drew, I'm bleeding.
We got to take a break.
Because I bit my finger.
I saw that. You're such a nervous type.
You know what's weird? I never did this with my dad, but there's a handful of guys that get into sort of shared sexuality with their dad, when they're complaining about the ass banging, the bejesus.
Did
you give her the finger? Yeah,
no.
It's cool.
Did
you do a little decorating action? Oh, that's hot. It's like, yeah, that's your dad. He's not even supposed to know. You really shouldn't be talking to him. And when you do, you should just be looking down the whole time.
My brother knew stuff about my dad, but I never wanted to know. Like,
Who the hell needs to know any of that?
Oh, God.
All right.
You know Mrs. McAfroy right around the corner? Oh, boy. She was a wild one. She was. Oh, Dad.
Your brother, please, your dad
today. Yeah, man. You tell my brother. I wouldn't want to know. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
I was the baby, the little baby.
I had a grandma that shared too much, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. I like oral sex, Adam.
Oh, no.
Give me a hug.
Oh, no. She wanted to know some details about rim jobs.
Yeah. Wanted to know what a rim job was.
At dinner table.
Take your car to the mechanic. They put it up in the air.
Take the tire off the rim.
There you go. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, what's a rim job? I remember.
Did she have any idea what she was talking about?
Yeah, she did. Oh, she did. Yeah, and then the one serious conversation she had with me.
The clitoris?
Well, arguing that it's not clitoris, it's not clitoris.
Because so Mavs Mabley said it was.
That was a nice argument. Yeah. You know how we got the answer to that? We went over and looked at Dead Grandpa's large print oversized dictionary to settle the argument. That was a night.
That was the last night Adam saw his family. It was like, I'm never coming home.
Oh, no. It went on from there.
Oh, you know, she once gave me a stern warning about... What is autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah, right.
She's like, listen, I know you beat off plenty. I don't want to find
you. Is this on your mother or your father's side?
Mom's side. I want to find you hanging from the shower curtain. You understand?
This one, she was younger too. She was like 84.
I don't have to cut down another 84. Grandchild.
She is a frisky little filly. That one is.
I'll tell you one of her greatest all time lines. Oh, Christ, she's not listening. She was falling apart. My grandfather died.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
It was a week after my grandfather died. They'd been together for 50 years. She was distraught. She was crying. She said, everywhere I go, I see him. Something reminds me of him. I go into the den. I see his books. I open the closet. I see his bathrobe hanging there. I open the medicine cabinet. I see the vaginal lube. I swear she said that. I was like,
Adam took his turkey and just went right on the porch and started eating.
For the love of Christ.
It's just life, Adam. Open up. You know what? I think there's some babies that need some healing.
No,
I think
we got to take a break.
Next caller.
No, we got to take a break.
Betty.
But I
17.
I think Betty. There's no Betty under 85. Betty 17. Look, we got to take a break. David Allen Greer, DAG, my main man, in studio tonight. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Irvine Improv. Drew, shut your hole. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. My main man, David Allen Greer, in the studio tonight. It's a dear, 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 dear friend of the show. And it's great to have you back, Dave.
Irvine.
I hear all sorts of great stuff about your comedy routine.
Shut up!
He's going to be performing his comedy routine out in the beautiful city of Irvine.
Always
the Irvine Improv.
Yeah.
And he'll be doing that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and
Sunday.
That's right. Now, if you're going 5 days, I might get out there.
You're never
but four
come.
Is just too small a window.
You're never going to come. I did come all the way out there to Little Mr. Jimmy's massive beach house.
Yeah.
It's more like a beach factory, isn't it?
It's
a beach hangar.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a little birthday party for me over at Jimmy's beach place.
And who was out there? Me.
Did you stay until the karaoke began?
That's when I always left because, Adam was feeling it and he was just about to play.
Jimmy was feeling it.
Oh, God bless Jimmy. They give me courtside seats to the Lakers. I'm supposed to go 5 minutes to do a bit. Mm-hmm. They call me up there in the booth and they're like, we need you here for the rest of the game. I'm like, no, you don't. What? You really don't.
ABC?
Yeah.
DAG did a nice bit on Jimmy Kimmel Live about 3 days ago the Forum, the Staples Center, actually.
That's when we still believed.
But there was a little controversy. I heard talk about star attitude when the writers got back.
Listen, it was 5 minutes, and they're like, okay, we're going to need you here. We're going to be doing runners. I'm like, you're not.
He wouldn't take his hat off. He had his gobs attitude.
Absolutely. Nothing and it was attitude. Funny, and it worked, okay?
It
I didn't
funny,
say one of their stupid
and it
lines.
Worked. He didn't say, God forbid he say someone's stupid line other than his own stupid lines.
Wow, yeah, no wonder you guys
worked.
Are friends.
They worked.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Separated at birth.
Come on, Adam knows. If Adam was there, he could have talked me down. The rest of those guys, there's never any communication, and it all worked out, and everything was fine.
They came back, and they're like, your buddy Dag had a star attitude.
Star my ass.
Pulling a little power trip, and I was like, Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could see.
No, stir my ass. That. I was like, you give me courtside seats. Why are you bringing me here for half the game?
I always just do my same answer, which is, he's nice to me.
Come on, I've done this show a million times.
No, he's good. Nice, he's good people. Let's get a hand. Let's put it together.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. Take a knee. Come on.
Grab a knee. Hey, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I use that term loosely, too. Yeah. I don't know what I say. Gentlemen, the helmet, not a chair. Okay. Not a chair. Grab a knee. Grab a knee now. Bobby? Bobby, you're 18. We're going to take some questions because Dag wants to help the kiddies.
I do.
What's up, Bobby?
Hello?
Yeah?
Here we go.
Hi, Bobby.
I just had a question about, I got like a sloppy seconds hand job.
Sloppy seconds? What does that mean? Exactly. Like
after another dude.
You mean
so she went from one to another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've been interested, anxious, in fact, to introduce Dag to Thief Chief Thundercloud. And he might be able to help out.
I thought you were going to say these sloppy seconds. That's not a part of my fantasy.
No, Chief Thundercloud is a consultant. I call him once in a while.
Is he a Native American?
Native
consultant?
American gynecologist.
I like him. I've
shaman.
Heard him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very good, and he's good with this kind of thing.
Well, actually, he's probably more of a gynecologist.
Oh, so you want to go to somebody else?
Yeah,
we all guys. Oh, Brenda. Okay, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda will be good.
Okay, so Bob, don't worry about it.
Was some of the other lad's essence on her hand?
Issue.
No, I'm not sure. I just wondering, like, is it possible to get AIDS if the first guy had it? Like,
No. Have you heard about that? I think
this
about
was
it.
A girl who was given the hand job.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Here's the thing. A girl he's full of crap. Yeah. But look, if you want the handy, and especially if you're getting the simultaneous handy, you've got to be sitting on her good side. That's the lesson I learned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't.
Or perhaps handy wipes.
Yeah.
You
don't want the bad hand. You want to speak to Brianna?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought
we were speaking
to...
No,
Brianna's better.
Brenda. Okay, Brianna. Or Brianna. Which one is it, Brianna?
Or Brianna.
It's Brianinda.
It's whatever you guys want.
Yeah. What's up? That's what I like.
Okay. Are you ready for my question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I think I need to tell you guys, I think you guys are way too, like, you think all your listeners are really retarded. And I think there's a lot of smart listeners out there.
Shut up! There's smart listeners, but no smart callers.
Oh, hey. All right. Okay, I'm 19.
She demurred on that one. Hey, I guess so.
Oh, you already knew. Okay. But I just wanted to, I've had sex with 13 people now.
Ooh.
No,
that's all right. It's 19. It's been
I lost my virginity when I was 17.
You co-core.
Whoa.
All right.
That's in 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
And only two of those were, like, willing, like, sober sexual choices. And the rest of them were, like, I was drunk. And a couple of them I don't even remember at all. Like,
I know. Do you think Chief Thundercloud can help, Brianna?
All right. So he also does. So he does.
She's like a
gynecology.
Well, wait a minute. What's the question?
Yeah. What is the question for the chief?
I haven't really been listening to the show. Who's the guest tonight?
David Allen.
Daggeroni, baby. It's David Allen Greer here to help you, doll. I think you're fabulous. Hi. You're wonderful and very intelligent.
Thanks. The question is, I'm wondering if these situations would be considered rape or not. I don't want to do anything about it. Like, they're a long time ago, and I feel like they're my fault. Mm-hmm. And nothing has been, violent. But at the same time, I mean, I don't even remember.
What situations? You said the ones where you don't remember?
Yeah, there's like...
Okay, so if you don't remember, how do you know you had sex? Because these are questions the police would ask you.
That's
okay.
Right.
They would say, here, well, let's go through it. They'd say, tell me what happened.
Hang on.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what happened.
Okay, this is more than one different time, but I'll give you time number one.
Just we're going to say time number one. Tell me what happened. Hold on.
Leave her alone. Go ahead.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah, are you, like, being mean to me?
No. I'm asking. Tell me what happened. I'm absolutely, this is the police. They're going to ask you this. If you went to them, they say, tell me what happened. You got to tell them. So what happened on this first one time?
Okay, I'm saying time number one, go with all the college friends, go to Mexico, get drunk, pay like $6 and drink all night, wake up the next morning, like, all of this stuff happened, all the girls are mad at me because I was lost forever all night and they couldn't find me, I was way drunk and they barely got me back across the border.
Right, hold on, you have to tell me exactly, you woke up,
What happened? What do you remember happening?
From the night before?
Yes.
All right. Hold on a second.
But that's what they're going to ask.
All right, here's the deal. First of all, it happened in Mexico, so I don't know what that implies.
No, forget that. But they're going to say, if you can't remember
in California,
to tell them
in
what
California,
happened.
It is rape if you have sex with an intoxicated woman. Period.
But wait a minute. Dr.
That's
Drew.
That's true. That's
Dr.
a law. Drew. I didn't make the law.
Dr. Drew, you're not listening.
Yeah.
She comes and says, I'm just saying, tell me what happened. How does she even know she had sex?
If she says, I got drunk and woke up with semen, evidence of semen, I don't remember what happened, it doesn't matter, that was rape.
What was rape? That semen was placed on her?
If you have a sexual contact with an intoxicated woman...
But how does she know? She didn't get to the emergency room and see if it's semen or not, and say what happened.
Intoxicated.
I saw footage of this, and the policewoman sent the chick home.
It depends on the state. In California, if they've been using alcohol, they can't render consent, and therefore it's a rape.
All right. But this sounds like she doesn't even know who was there.
She's an alcoholic and a severe one.
All right.
And this is her disease in evolution.
Okay, you know what? You have a problem. It's called Budinskius.
That's right.
Budinskiitis.
That's right.
Now, I'm trying to talk to this woman, and I don't know. Maybe her friends were mad because they knew the guys that were there. Maybe they didn't.
Well, but here's my question. So far, you just told us you got drunk and wandered around. You still never
and
got
her friends were mad at her. That's
never
what I'm
got
to say.
David's part
this
about
is,
the
this
sex.
This is what they told me because I don't remember most of
okay.
this.
Okay. All right. Go.
And they told me that they couldn't find me for a long time. And I, like, while they're telling me this, I'm trying to remember in my own head, like, what happened, the things that I remember and where, like, my memory leaves. And I'm just, it's like a blur. And I vaguely remember, like, walking around outside the club. I vaguely remember, like, being in a, like, a car, like a parking garage. And I vaguely remember being, like, in the back seat with a guy. And it's, like, pretty gross. To be honest, I remember.
How do you know you had sex?
What?
How do you know you had sex?
I don't know, but I just remember like him saying, "Can I put it in you?" And I don't remember.
He was talking about a piñata.
What?
All right. Okay. All right. What is your question? Are you saying what should you do about this?
No, I'm not asking that. I was just wondering if like is that considered rape? Like, there's nothing I'm
going to
do about it now.
All right, but listen. Okay.
In the eyes of the law, everything's rape.
But
well, you're raping me now, Adam.
As you know, actually, you'll know when I'm raping you, Dave.
Wow.
You'll know.
That's what he said before. Yeah, that's what you said to Layman Brewster, and we all saw what happened there.
All right. Come
oh,
on,
yeah,
buddy.
Punk? Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, okay. I'm going to know when you rape. Yeah, don't pay me. Adam, where have you been?
End scene. All right, so listen.
In California, that's rape.
Brianna is out of control with her alcohol.
Yeah,
she's blacking out.
The blacking out early like that is part of alcoholism. The consequence part of alcoholism. The denial is part of alcoholism. She got it all.
Right.
Well,
and
now, what
it's
did she
early
deny?
In evolution.
What did she deny?
Denying that it's an issue.
Her problem.
And so, look, the point is she needs to really start to look at this. This is alcoholism in evolution. There will be more consequences as time goes along. You're going to have to do something about this. Yes, I believe these are unlawful sexual contacts of various
sounds like
in
it.
California.
Sounds
and,
like
there
it,
you
yeah.
go.
All right.
But although he did ask, you know.
Yeah.
True, it's really intoxication, not just
they're crazy. Yeah, the laws here are really stringent. Really strange.
That's my game. I'm screwed.
Now, I don't know. Yeah. I know it is. I don't know how much of it is actually prosecuted, but there are laws like that out there. Remember we used to talk about this.
Well, no, but what I'm saying was actually on a tape. It was like a police tape. This young woman came in with her mother. She knew the two guys. They had all gotten drunk. She said, same deal. They went back to her house. She doesn't remember much of that. She woke up. There was semen somewhere. She feels like she had sex with one of them. They said it was consensual. And this police woman said, tell me what happened. She goes, I think I had sex. And she goes, all right, I'm going to read back what you just said. Right now, you don't have a case. Mm-hmm. You said you went drinking. You said you came home. There were friends of yours. You don't remember what happened. You woke up.
Right.
Okay, so... I can't. There is nothing here to prosecute.
The reality is the poor guy has no idea whether they're intoxicated or not. As far as he's concerned, it's consensual.
Well, it's
so
judgment.
It's a hard, difficult
it's
thing.
Judgment. Have you ever been around? Let me ask you this. Have you ever been around someone who, you know, was drinking the next day, they clearly had blacked out at some point in that night. But yet, when you were with that person,
you couldn't tell.
Exactly.
Of course not. That's what a blackout is. They're right. Totally normal.
And why do we have to call it blackout, Drew? Don't you think?
What's your name?
You know what? I laid that trap
right.
for Thank Hunky you. Man, as Thank I you. Like to call Dr. Drew right Thank here. And you. He stepped all up in it, man.
Yeah, we cannot.
You didn't call it a brown out.
Call it brown out.
You didn't call it a white out.
That's
no, you
right.
called white it a blackout. Yeah, you know.
That'd be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, now we know.
Yeah, you called it a of color out or something.
It's funny. He didn't write a book about that. Me and my racist self.
No.
Me and my hatred. Me and my hatred. You know, he didn't write nothing like that.
He does not like. He does not like
cracking up.
Man.
Cracking up. You know.
Cracker out.
All right.
Crack out.
We got to. We got to take a little break here.
You didn't talk about how it's how difficult it is to treat obese, ugly, afflicted women. No, it's always hot young stripper girls who are addicted to drugs. You know, and him having to control himself. Oh, I know you, Dr. Drew.
David's right.
I know you, Dr. Drew. In the team meetings. Oh, I'll take the hot one. I got it. Get that to Drew. Get that one to Drew.
Adam's not read the book yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my friend Adam.
We will.
Because I'm a true friend.
We'll take ourselves a little break. David Alan Greer in studio tonight. We'll be right back.
Putting it down.
After this.
Hit it!
Hey, everybody. It's
Love Line. Adam all up in here too. Love Line with Dr. Drew. Adam is putting the love down to Adam and Drew. Dr. Drew.
Shut
Adam.
Up!
Oh, see, that's not right.
he does it to me every night.
Ah, Adam, what fun we've had over the years.
Dag and
I really want
tonight.
Dag to meet Chief Thundercloud. Let's take a call.
All right,
Brennan, Chief Thundercloud.
You're gonna translate?
I'll translate. Well, he speaks. He speaks fluent Choctaw, and it's hard to understand.
Yeah, almost, you know, I'm part Native American myself.
Oh, you may be able to help translate.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'm
we'll see. So here's Brenda, 17. Brenda.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi.
Chief Thundercloud's here. He's reading. Yeah. How are you, Brenda? It's a pleasure to speak to you this evening. What seems to be the problem?
Hey, Anna.
We're fine. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm nervous. Okay.
How could you be nervous talking to guys like us?
Yeah. Hey.
I like this guy, and I've liked him for, 4 years. And we're kind of, hanging out and stuff. And I've told him a couple of times how I've felt. And I don't know, he just acts like that never happened.
Jenna,
hang on a second, Brenda. Excuse me a second. Coffee? He needs warm up, Chief. Chris, warm up. With milk, not white milk.
Did he say, I don't want cheesecake?
He told me to shut up, Chris. So here goes.
Let's focus in. We're trying to save some babies.
Chris, you know what that means. You know what that means, Chris. He's
asking. Can I ask some questions? Can I ask some questions?
Of the caller or the chief? Hang on a second.
Well, the caller.
What are you calling him?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Hold on. Did he just use the N-word?
It wasn't the N-word, but
it was the Neke word.
In the translation, it I think it'd be more closer to colored.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's giving you a blessing.
He's blessing.
Like the great Kachina guy.
You know what he said? He said, the dark cloud has descended upon me. He's lifting. Whoa. Him hung like Trigger.
There you go.
He's very wise. Big hair. Like Ben Wallace. Good senses. He smells everything. Okay, hold on. Let me ask this girl. How old are you? You're
17.
Okay, the guy you like is
16.
All right, now tell me exactly. You said that you've liked him for 4 years.
Yeah.
Exactly what did you tell him when you said, when you expressed your feelings? Okay, I'm that guy. Hey, what's going on? Did you have something you wanted to tell me?
I told him that I was in love with him.
Wow, that's how you started it?
Oh, Chief's impressed.
No, are you being serious? You said what? You said you were in love with him, and what else?
And I wrote him some poems.
Get you, then why?
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
Poetry is cute, but
after you say you love him?
He thinks you should. He wants to know if. Really?
Well, yeah. He thinks
that the guy probably masturbated your poetry, I guess.
Yeah, no. Not who. Right, no, hey.
Of course.
Chief, we're going to put you on waivers.
Yeah. Hey.
But wait a minute. Here's what I'm going to tell you. A 16-year-old guy, that even though you know you were trying to tell him exactly how you felt, that is a little too strong.
Well, hang on. Chief.
Mm-hmm. Let's take it to the chief.
Give him a theory about friends.
Okay.
Not so fast. Hey, it's hard for you to translate. It people your age, oftentimes, they're friends because... Somebody's attracted to somebody.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Drew, don't... The chief said, people are friends because they like to fish for trout and hunt for beaver. That is what the man said. Now, don't mess with his words.
I think you messed the translation up.
Okay, now, what is your question?
Brenda, I'm going to repeat what the chief said a second ago, which is that at your age, oftentimes when a male and a female become friends, it's because somebody's attracted to somebody and somebody's not. And so you were probably originally attracted to him, and he sort of didn't really reciprocate. Chief says.
Okay.
And now you're sort of, chief...
The why?
You're going.
Well, what now? Here's
that
what
was
I
a
heard.
Weather report.
No, he just said, "Why hunt? Why hunt? What? No, why hunt for deer when you can hunt for moose?
Maize and rain,
right? Maize, corn, maize and corn.
We gotta go. But the deal is that now you're putting all your cards on the table, letting him know that you really are attracted to him. Now he's freaked out because he really just wants to be your friend. If he wanted to be more than a friend, he would have made a move a long time ago.
No, but I mean, you say I love you and you write him poems. That's heavy.
No, but there's a friend, and he thought he was just had a friendship here, and she the whole time was harboring this for him, and now showed her cards.
I think you waited too long. In the future, I'd like to talk to the young woman.
Maybe
you want to bring it back a little bit and say, hey, I really like you. Maybe we can change this and go out together instead of hitting him with all of it. And I know that if you like someone for 4 years and you finally get up the courage, you're like, I'm just going for it.
But you know how guys are. They're either in or they're out.
That's true.
Well, I heard that. I'll put the gloves on, baby. We're going some rounds. Chief.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break.
The one thing I love about Adam, he just dropped the character and he's right back to the old Adam. All right. We're going to take a little break and come back with a 10 and 10 in about 10 more minutes. Chief had to leave town.
Be back after this.
Show, everybody. I want to thank my main man, David Alan Greer,
kinder,
for coming in tonight.
Gentler Daggeroni. You know, I'm still harping my Laker loss. Dr. Drew.
Daggeroni.
As always, lovely seeing you. Adam, we need to get in the gym, man.
That's right.
I just saw the is it Layman, Wayman, Damon? What's the dude's name?
Layman Brewster.
Brewster tapes. Fabulous. Adam acquitted himself quite well.
Thank you, brother, man.
get in the gym, brother.
David Alan Greer.
Throw some hands.
Irvine Improv. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Heal the babies!
Mother, I like eating the hearts of babies. Step away.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.